bites from the rock that we ate. Ones we love, ones we hate. Some are good, some are great. One meat, two sides, hot sauce. We're your guides, Rob, Andy, and Randy, and sometimes a guest.
Welcome to Talking Trash, a Rochester-based food podcast where you rate and review local and national food favorites. I'm Rob.
I'm Randy.
And we're having audio issues. And we also just ate some wings from the Tryon City Tavern, located right here near the Talking Trash studios. What is this, Irondequoit?
East Irondequoit, yeah.
I don't want to dox you, bro, but...
They call it the greater of the Irondequoits.
Yeah, we were coming down to record an episode, and we said, well, it's not too easy for us to always get together, so we said, why don't we record two episodes? So Randy was nice enough to pick up some wings from Tryon City Tavern, and we'll get to those in a little bit, but how's things going, boys? Randy, what have you been up to these days?
Let's do the catch-up. I'm in. So lately, I have been getting into a new card game called Magic the Gathering. You guys may have heard of it.
Yeah, that's new.
It's.
I played it when I was in sixth grade.
Yep, I did too.
Roughly 30 years ago.
Super fan Pat and Chris, and really super fan Cook. We've decided to start our own mini Magic the Gathering League between the four of us. So we order, yeah.
You mean super fans of Magic the Gathering, not the podcast, right?
I was saying podcast, but also super fans.
Do any of them actually listen?
Pat and Chris were on the podcast. I don't know if that counts or not.
So they listen to themselves.
Yeah, probably listen to those apps.
Okay.
So what we decided to do is order what's called a booster box, with a bunch of packs in it, and then we play a little round robin, and the winner gets some packs and then kind of goes down, you know, like the winner get four packs, then three, then two, then one. So we have not been able to get it going yet because scheduling is hard.
I don't know if it was you or Pat or Chris. Someone was trying to get me to show up and maybe get a part. I'm like, I don't have any of this stuff, but I like this
stuff. That sounds like Chris.
I think it definitely might have been Chris, yeah.
You have nothing to boost.
Yeah, I have no cards.
Oh, Andy, don't worry. There's plenty of extra cards.
People
can
give me
a
bunch of the worst cards, and I could use those. But, you know, I like this kind of stuff.
Yeah, all right. So you're in. Yeah. I guess you're in.
You're in. You're in. That's what
you
said?
Yes. All right. You are in. But yeah, it's been fun getting back into it. Like Rob said, last time I played was like fifth, sixth grade. So we went to a couple of the local game stores, LGSs, and played at Legacy Games in Webster, and Just Games. We played at Legacy Games was the Spider-Man drop, so new Spider-Man
cards.
Right,
yeah.
All right, I guess we've heard enough. Rob, what have you been up to?
A joke because I don't know what drops
I'm
are.
Getting into Magic too deep.
Drops where they
I'm getting excited
stuff,
about
right?
it. Rob, what are you up to?
I would be excited to learn about it. I hope there's no planning involved for Pat because that seemed to be the death of our Dungeons and Dragons.
No planning for Pat at all. No.
Little shade of
I Pat. Literally deleted the Dungeons and Dragons app today from my phone. I was like, man, it's
the
been
death
so long.
Now.
Yeah, it's so hard to schedule that too.
Yeah. Can't get that app back either,
especially when you're in three other card leagues.
Yeah, it is tough.
But Dungeons and Dragons has sort of taken over Pat's life, I think.
I think he's down to one day a week on Fridays.
Okay,
and then we play Magic.
He went on that trip and then nationally humbled,
and then several trips.
I think he did pretty good.
Yeah. So the big news in my life recently was I had major sinus surgery. And
again,
the follow-up. And guess what? Just like last time, this time it went really well initially, and then it went horribly wrong. So now I had to get on a bunch of medications again, which is pretty cool. But one funny story from the whole process, which I think I might have told Randy the story, you got to go in to get like pre-clearance before you go in for a surgery. So I had all this paperwork I was supposed to fill out, and I hadn't filled it out yet when I went to the hospital to check in. And I just happened to have this clipboard in my car, this like blue plastic clipboard.
I've also heard
And
this.
So I went.
I don't think I have.
Okay, maybe I told you, but not Randy. So I go into the hospital with my own NICET clipboard, and I've got all my paperwork on there, and I'm filling it out, and I'm waiting in the lobby or in the little waiting room. and the nurse calls me over to like kind of start to, you know, weigh me and do all that stuff. And she's there, and then there's also a woman at a desk sitting there. And I'm like, okay, I hand her the paperwork. She's like, well, you can go when you give me back my clipboard. And I go, well, actually, it's my clipboard that I brought from home. And like the other nurse is like, oh, and everybody just, we just died laughing. Like she just was so shocked that I brought my own dorky blue plastic clipboard in there. It was a pretty funny moment. So that was the big highlight. And yeah.
And the only reason Randy and I didn't laugh at that is because we have heard it before.
I did hear it before, after. Sorry. No.
One other funny thing is
I like that it's like some sort of like diss moment where you're like, you drop the clipboard, you're like, oh, what's up?
It's my own clipboard.
She's like, you're still a dork.
One funny thing that I like to do is read. This is a medical right. thing.
Try number two. Here we go. I'm ready to this laugh is, at this one.
This is a new story where I just always read the follow-up notes for all my doctor's appointments. I read like the notes that the doctor puts in the system. I just check all that stuff.
Incredible
over.
Patient.
And so
this, like Amazon reviews, are you reading the doctor reviews?
I go into the notes, like, so I'm sitting there coming off of you know, being under anesthesia, so I'm a little bit wonked out. I'm like, how did this all go? I'm curious. So this is probably the worst time to actually read it. And so it under physical exam it says constitutional, appearance, normal appearance. He is well developed and well groomed. He is Ooh. Obese. That's the next what? Sentence. And obese is in red. And I'm like, what the heck, man? Oh, yeah.
That's very funny.
Like, based on BMI, I think I'm well, heavier yeah, than I should obese. Be.
I'm looking at the well-groomed.
Yeah, I was what also that just going to say, that's funnier.
So talking to friend in life, but not friend of the pod, Al. He, his wife is a social worker. He's like, that's probably, you know, how they do like mental health. Like when they ask you questions about how things are going at home, like since you're well-groomed, you're probably not like really depressed.
You're taking like, care of yourself.
You're like, I do have a strop.
I don't use it anymore.
Oh no. I can't wait to hear about that.
I already read an article that says straps are bad for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They lessen. No. Rob Things episode two ago. I talked about how I'm using regular razors now and not straight
that's
razors.
We cut that segment.
Man. I really don't remember that at all.
Well,
it's because we record like once every 3 months.
It's been so long.
You're also too busy making fun of me for coming up with a segment called Rob Things. So maybe you're too focused on that.
My Listen, I've talked to the fans. They love the segment. I say go for it at this point.
Okay. Andy, what's new with you, bud?
I'm talking holidays, man. We just, I don't know if when this episode's coming out, but I experienced Thanksgiving recently, which is my number one favorite holiday of the year. And my family does it where we do two Thanksgivings. We've all agreed to go to the in-laws on the actual day. And then we get a second Thanksgiving on Saturday with my family. We usually go to Buffalo. So I get to have two very different Thanksgiving meals. Just like my mom's stuffing is the plainest, butteriest stuffing you've ever had. My mother-in-law's stuffing is like herby with huge big chunks of bread, and my mom's is like straight out of the box and stuff. So I love that there's two different styles. We have like the cranberry log at my family one, and then some we make like the shredded, you know, food processed cranberries and orange rind, like that fancier one. So I love it. It's a great meal in the plainest style and the fancier style. And then it's not even that fancy at my mother-in-law's. It's just different, you know? So are you guys big Thanksgiving fans? You had the surgery, plus your family doesn't even really live here.
Yeah, I did visit some friends who live in Syracuse, and I've gone up there a couple times. And so it's my friend's cousin, and they're just the nicest people. They've got this really cool giant but like really old but well like just cool house, and the food's always really good times. We played a really fun game. I don't remember what it's called, so that's good for the podcast. But yeah, it was a good time, good food. The his cousin's husband's sister is like this incredible baker. She must have brought like 7 or 8 different pies, like, and then scones, and like she just really
went all out.
Yeah, did a great job. That's awesome. So yeah, it was fun. And then shout out to our favorite liquor store in Henrietta, Market View, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, you must know it well. Searching for that name.
I always forget like Marketplace or Market View, but so I went in there and I was gonna, I did like some research on like best wines to, or you know, to bring for Thanksgiving, best types. And so I was looking in the area where I thought I should look, and then I ended up asking this employee's like, "Do you need any help?" And I'm like, "Well, actually, yeah, I'm kind of looking for this." And he's like, "Come on over here." And he like brought me to a whole different aisle, and he like recommended
just
this
a huge
one.
Sign that said Thanksgiving wines. Like, yeah. Oh, okay.
And he's like this one and this one, they're both really good. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I was about to leave, and I'm like, what about this other kind? He's like, how about over here?
Classic Rob move. Oh, I love it.
I got them both.
You did get them both?
No, yeah. No, I wanted an unoaked Chardonnay and I wanted a Pinot Noir.
Okay.
And he had recommendations for both. And I've gone to this family's house in Syracuse several times. I bring wine every time. This was the first time where they were like they really liked it. They're like, this is really good. They're like, where did you get it? And like, it was on the table. So I was like, okay, I made the right choice. And it was, you know, it's a great place and they give good recommendations.
I made, like 10 years ago, my family at our Thanksgiving, my mom made a cocktail and she called it the Gobbler. So then every year since then, someone's been in charge of making the Gobbler. And every year it's just something different, but we just call it the Gobbler.
I like that.
So the last couple of years, just because I've been more into like making cocktails and stuff, they were like, well, why don't you make the Gobbler? So I made one this year and it was like Thanksgiving sangria. And it was awesome. I just got like a box of white wine because I knew you didn't need anything special. So like white wine, a little Cointreau, like orange liqueur. And apple cider, and then I put in like a bunch of cranberries, and I put in some like sprigs of sage because they look close. It's like red and green, very holiday. And then you top it with like ginger beer, so it's a little bubbly. It was so good.
Sounds good.
Everybody loved it, and it was like I had to travel with a cooler, but if it was at my house, you could make it in like 5 minutes. It doesn't even need to like sit, you know.
Did you just make it up? Like
I found
the
some
dome,
Instagram
okay.
thing, and then I just tweaked it for what I like, and I just adjusted, you know, some of the measurements and stuff. But shout out to some random Instagram account. But like once you start searching, you know, you just get a million of those like in your feed. So that was kind of helpful. Sometimes that's annoying, but in this case, it was very helpful. Randy, what about you? Thanksgiving, big fan.
Yeah, I love Thanksgiving food. I was at Bob Evans the week before Thanksgiving, and I love going there and getting their turkey, mashed potatoes, corn, and I purposely didn't because it was 4 days before Thanksgiving. I'm like, I'll wait for the food. And then, so it's just usually me, Laurel, and my mom recently, and her and her boyfriend got the norovirus.
Oh.
And that morning, she was still planning on coming because she was good, but her boyfriend was sick. And I was like, I don't think, and I looked it up. I'm like, this thing is like the most contagious thing you could get. She's like, yeah, it's bad. So we had pretty much everything but the turkey. So we ran to Wegmans. And I don't know if you've ever been to Wegmans at like 1 o'clock on a Thanksgiving day. It is
a little
wild.
Bare bones.
Yeah, there was nothing. We did end up finding a turkey breast that I ended up
My mom often makes one of those in the crock pot, like
that's
because
we
run out of food.
Yep.
Like there's because we just have so many people that go to ours. Like,
it's pretty easy in the crock pot.
Yeah.
It's not bad. So I ended up working out, and then we put my mom on speakerphone for like half an hour and just kind of hung out. So it worked out. But
it's like I'm not at the age where we're hosting. So for me, we're preparing like one to two things, and then you have a good amount of time off from work, but not too much. And like,
unless you have surgery.
Unless you have surgery. Yep. Which is often, you know, common for people.
For me, it's a yearly occurrence so far, yes.
You think you're going to get tuned up, you know, a little just like taking your nose into the shop.
Just get it.
But like, it's just not, you're not committed to a lot of stuff. And when you are somewhere, you're just hanging out. There's no pressure of presence or entertaining too much. You just throw on football and sit around and talk and stuff. I love it.
Do you guys still do the hockey game on Saturday?
No, we haven't done that in a long time, but we text about it every year and say we should do it and then never do. But
speaking of Thanksgiving, and I know you've made this drive like that through that Pennsylvania headed to DC. Have you ever gone to the Fry Brothers Turkey Ranch?
I have not.
No.
Have
never
you?
Heard of it.
Yes, you have, and you went with me.
Oh, I have gone.
Was this also in Rob's things?
No.
Randy's blocked it from his memory.
No, remember, like, we were visiting Kaylee. We were driving back 1 year, and we went there to this like kind of old school just turkey restaurant that Big Jim recommended.
Big Jim?
Not really.
We'll come back to that.
Is it like an old country store place? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
It's just like a...
I was picturing like a turkey farm that we actually went to.
No, okay. It's no, just I do remember the Turkey Ranch.
That was when we went to the beef farm with the hockey team.
I've got a beef story I was going to share.
Let me put a pin in Thanksgiving real quick because I did just want to ask. My favorite Thanksgiving food is stuffing because it's like the only time a year I eat it. I know it's like kind of boring and lame, but it's like such a Thanksgiving food. When I was a kid, it was like one of the three things I would eat. So it's like a great memory, nostalgia food for me. What's your favorite like food dinner item for Thanksgiving?
So I'll talk about stuffing because Laurel has to have gluten-free stuffing.
Ooh, I bet that's interesting.
It is. It's not bad, but at the same time, it's not like stovetop stuffing, which we never actually used to have. We used to have my grandma's stuffing, and she made the best stuffing ever. But that's what we had this year, and like I said, it's like pretty much little cubes of bread and then seasoning on it.
Oh, that's stuffing.
Yes, but it's
perfect.
I guess the bread's gluten-free bread, yeah. So it's not the best.
I've also had stuffing that's like sausage and raisins and wild rice. Have you guys ever had sausage like that? That was like Christy's aunt. They lived down in Naples, kind of out in the country a little bit. So it was a little, I guess, maybe like a more traditional rustic stuffing. Also very good. It's a versatile dish because it always tastes good. It's just a bunch of bread and butter.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Rob?
So I would say my favorite Thanksgiving food is also stuffing. Let's go. My dad makes really good stuffing, and he would actually put part of the like the giblets in there, like a little cut up piece of the heart and the liver and all that stuff that you get out of the bird. But it was always really good. It's probably one of the best I've probably had. And more recently, I've tried like the stuffing that has like sausage in it, which I really, really like. I don't have it a lot. Because I don't know a lot of people that make it that way, but that's pretty good too.
Yeah, shout out sweet potato casserole for me too. That's a recent thing that we just Christy makes it, and it's really good.
Does she put marshmallows on it?
We've had that before. The dinosaur barbecue move.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, that's what they.
That's
do.
What we had growing up.
She's like a brown sugar kind of walnut topping on it. And then real quick, favorite dessert. I guess I'd say apple pie, but this year my mom made pumpkin cheesecake. She made an apple pie, pumpkin cheesecake, and then she just made pumpkin cake, which has like the cream cheese frosting, which I like to have like once a year. And someone made it at work like a month ago, and I was like, oh sweet, now I don't have to make it. And then my mom also brought it like for the kids, and I was like, oh yeah, throw one of those on mine too. So my mom crushed it. All three desserts were great.
Pumpkin cake sounds good with the cream cheese frosting.
It's the best.
We don't really do desserts, so I don't know. I know. I don't. We just
next. What? Moving on.
Well, we do Laurel's cookies.
If you could, if you could see what just happened, we all just made the most shocked look at it. Me and Andy, like, almost couldn't speak. We were so surprised.
But we do Laurel's cookies recently, so
that's awesome.
It is awesome, but it's not like pie or anything fancy.
Oh, you didn't have eight pies?
No, is that what you're
saying? Oh, yeah,
you're two different kinds of scones.
What was the best thing you had of all that baker stuff?
Let me see. I mean, she just does a mean apple pie. That was probably my favorite.
Ice cream on top?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, we had ice cream at mine. It was good.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law also makes great pies, and they have turned me into a pecan pie believer. I never used to like it, but hers is awesome.
One thing I made, it was like during the COVID Thanksgiving when I was kind of just on my own, and I don't traditionally like most Thanksgiving foods. I kind of think it's like sort of a brown and tan kind of dinner thing, and I just am not excited by it. I mean, it's fine, it's good, but when I was on my own, I ended up doing my own brisket and Toll House pie just for myself with no vegetables at all. That was the whole dinner, was a whole Toll House pie and then a whole brisket. I didn't eat it all in that one meal, but I completely finished that pie and that entire brisket within 2.5 days.
I do believe that.
And it was good. The brisket was really good. I just did it in the oven. And the Toll House pie was awesome.
Speaking of brisket, since the advent of like Instagram and stuff, I feel like it has come to the attention of the Northeast that everyone down south also just includes mac and cheese at Thanksgiving. Oh my God, now.
I wish we did.
Oh, we bring it every year. No one asks. We just show up with it. And then for my family one, my niece is really into mac and cheese, and she made it the last like 3 years. I'm like, this is great. It's just great another addition. Like orange brown food that mixes well with everything.
What I love doing is just like a garbage plate. Like my favorite bite would be all of it together on one fork. So turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, stuffing. That's the best to me.
You know how they have like the gobbler sandwiches?
Yeah, we bought sourdough when we went shopping on Tuesday, and on Friday we took all the leftovers and we just made our own cranberry mayo and made them.
I don't know what a gobbler sandwich is.
Leftover sandwich?
It's basically just all the Thanksgiving stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you put it in a sandwich?
Yeah, like a cranberry mayo, turkey, stuffing.
Layer of stuffing.
That sounds awesome.
And there's some places that just make it. And honestly, like that in sandwich form to me seems much better than eating a plate of everything separately somehow. Like, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but that sounds amazing.
Well, you add in a little cheese there too, like Swiss cheese is
really good.
Yeah, add that. All right, I feel I caught up. He caught up. Did you catch up? Are we caught up?
I did my surgery story.
Okay. All right. I think we're good. So should we maybe talk some wings?
Yep. Let's do it.
So this was on the list, right, Rob, that you
said? Yeah, it was. Okay. Trying
City We've all Tavern. Heard it's good. Mm-hmm. So we were like, we got to do this one. And it was nearby, so we're like, all right, let's not just get something to get it. We were like, if there's something close. So Randy was nice and picked it up. Randy, we decided we'd just get two flavors because we all ate dinner already. So we got medium, and on their menu, it just said try-on. Mm-hmm. So we're like, well, let's get their specialty flavor. So you got it. Sound like a really good description
of the wings. Yeah, I asked him what try-on was. He said sweet, spicy, and what was the last thing?
He just kind of threw some adjectives at you.
It was like three different adjectives. And then at the end, he said, it's kind of like barbecue sauce. I was like, none of those adjectives.
Sweet, salty, sour. Spicy.
Umami.
It's like, wait a minute, those are all the flavors.
I asked him honestly to make sure it wasn't too much like buffalo, because sometimes that's what their special is. I went in, it was almost dead in there. They were waiting for me, and it was
great. Got them to go. Mm-hmm. They probably were sitting there a little bit because they're a little steamy in there. Mm-hmm. They use those cardboard with the wax lined boxes, but they held up all right.
I thought so.
Let's start with the mediums. They were, when I opened the box, they looked orange in color as if they've sort of absorbed because they probably been sitting there just a little bit. But it wasn't like there was a thick coating of sauce on them. It was kind of like the sauce had sat there for a while and then drained to the bottom. But you guys kind of both coughed when you ate them. It made me nervous, like it was hot and spicy. And I think there was a little... You guys are laughing. Did I interpret that wrong? Were you just joking?
No, you're totally right.
I did cough.
But I'm laughing because
really
I wasn't
that spicy though.
I was going to make fun of Rob for coughing, and then as soon as I bit, like it's like a spice hit the back of my throat.
Yeah, I think it was like there was some specific spots that had like cayenne in there. When I ate my first wing, I was like, "What are these guys doing?" I was like, "This and that." But then it just kind of lingered in my mouth a little bit. So I think it was more of a greasy butter or a greasy mixed with spices. Not it didn't taste like Nashville, but it wasn't like as buttery as other wings are, and it kind of was that run off the wing greasy sauce, but it did provide a little spice, a little heat. It was pretty good.
I felt like they looked like they were going to be crispy and then they weren't, but I think that goes to what you said is the moisture inside the box, but they were very juicy. I think Rob said the same thing.
I think that was the takeout of it all, right? Yeah. We've realized wings are clearly, everyone knows this, but it's become crystal clear. Way better if you can eat them immediately.
Yeah, but actually I liked the juiciness. I thought was a pro to them.
If you like look at the actual, how well the actual chicken itself was cooked, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if we've had better cooked chicken yet in this competition.
Yeah, and I thought that it was delicious buffalo sauce. Like, it was, I wish there was more of it on it, but it was like my perfect type of buffalo, and it was medium too. So I'd like to try the hot next time.
I thought you might cough even more.
Yeah, Probably.
I mean, I think it was good. I'm definitely more of a saucy wing guy. Mm-hmm. And so this wasn't as far. I would agree that they were cooked perfectly. I thought the sauce had good flavor, but I'm just a Duff's guy. Then, you know, and they're like drenched and swimming in sauce. So for me, that's kind of the go-to. And I do like them crispier. And again, we just talked about why they weren't, but
I think I agree with you on all that. I think the taste of the sauce was delicious to me, but I do wish that it was way more saucier.
I would go back for sure. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'd be interested in getting them fresh too. Just because that time to sit, it kind of, like, I'm like you, I like a saucier wing, and I think you need a crispier edge maybe to keep that on there. And maybe, I don't know if it's butter that kind of makes it hold on a little bit more, but butter can also be greasy. So I don't know, but I don't think I'm as high as it on it as Randy, but I don't know. I can't really get a read on Rob, so we'll see when we do the scores. But let's talk about the try-on. I think it was well described by the time you got to barbecue sauce, because it was it reminded me of
smoky. That was the other one, sweet, smoky,
and spicy.
Those are the three,
which is not that far off. I just thought it's just funny when he says a bunch of words like that. Sounds like he does know what he's talking about, but he's kind of right. It reminds me of Mark's Pizzeria sauce and Guida's House Buffalo sauce. It's a little bit more towards the barbecue color, like maroon-ish. You know what I'm talking about? Reddish, maroonish. And I like the taste of those sauces. I used to not like Mark's, but then now I've kind of come around to it. But it was the same thing. This sauce stayed on the wings better because it almost had like a ketchup-like consistency. Again, probably because it dried out a little bit. Just steaming in there. But I really liked it. There's a little bit of sweet and a little bit of heat in there, a little bit of smoky. So I thought some of those adjectives were in there. It was good.
I definitely tasted the smokiness and the sweetness. Again, I wish there was more sauce. And then, Andy, when you said that it had a ketchup consistency as I was eating it, it kind of grossed me out a little bit. Oh, so that threw me off
a little bit. That actually threw me a little bit, too.
But you were absolutely right. It did.
It looked like when you try to make ketchup at home, kind of like that.
I thought the taste was really good. I'm not sure. I would have to try it again when there was more sauce, because I don't even think there was enough for me to judge very well for it, but I think it tasted pretty
good. And at the bottom, I tried two and then had a third one, and I like tried to like scoop up some of the sauce. At the bottom, the sauce wasn't like that.
Okay.
It looked more like a sweet and sour sauce, like a little syrupy almost, you know? So it must have just been because it was hot and it steamed the liquid out of the sauce.
What'd you think, Rob?
I don't have much to add. I mean, if I'm being totally honest, my sinus infection has prevented me from really smelling and tasting much of anything lately. So
very good.
I did like the medium ones. I'm more of a medium purist.
That spice probably penetrates to at least make you feel something once again.
Do you think other food podcasts wait till everybody is healthy to do it and somebody doesn't have a sinus infection so they can taste it?
Impossible.
Listen, we need to put up an episode soon. This had to happen. Plus, Randy's computer is breaking down, so we're probably only recording one tonight. So, sorry, Sue, you're going to have to wait another couple weeks.
Oh, also, I had a full tour of Italy right before we had these wings, too. So, I'm kind of Olive full. Garden? No, actually, Mangia Mangia in Spencerport.
Never been there.
It's pretty good. Named after the Buffalo Bills famed audible, Mangia Mangia.
Yeah, correct. They do a really good Italian wedding soup.
All right. Well, should we rate and review these wings as we do?
Sure.
Anybody want to start?
I'll go 7.5 with a high ceiling. I could see doing these there and getting up to possibly an 8.5, maybe somewhere between 8.5. But I think tonight for me, they were 7.5.
That's a low score compared to that high praise. I think we're going to be in the same neighborhood, actually.
Seven.
I think I was going to say 7.5 as well, actually.
I'm trying to, like, as we do this, we're really judging it based on this night of tasting.
And I think, like Jeremiah's, we can put that caveat there and say, like Jeremiah's, I've had several great experiences there. They are one of the better wings in Rochester, but their consistency is not always great. And eating there is probably better, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with this. I think, like you said, we're leaving the door open for a higher ceiling. We might have to go swing by some time and catch a brew in some wings and see how they hold up.
Yep, agreed.
Randy, what's 7.5 + 7.5 + 7? 22?
Mm-hmm.
Divided by 3?
7.2.
7.2, okay.
2-ish.
7.1-ish. It's right there with Jeremiah's and OK Beer Company. Mm-hmm. It's in those that neighborhood. Not quite to the S-tier Murphs or the A-tier Merchants in Sagerstone Yard.
I'll say after Jeremiah's, I didn't really care about going back to try it again, but this place, I definitely want to.
I feel like Jeremiah's we've had.
Yeah, we've had it a lot.
We know it can be good.
Mm-hmm.
Trying, I've never had before. Just trying it on.
Have you been in there before?
Tonight. No. Yes. We went one time.
For Taco Tuesday.
And then they were like, we're closing in 5 minutes. We're like, all right, see you later.
Well, they were packed, right? Because they do like the old school tacos that you make like growing up, which actually I'd love to go back for. Like, I'd love.
What kind of tacos?
Like the tacos like that you'd make at home, like basically like
with the hard shell,
white dorky film. American tacos. Yeah, but like the
WDATs.
Like,
Did I miss the episode? I don't know. I didn't know.
That's
the
like
acronym.
An internet thing, like white people taco night, and it's just Ortega everything.
Okay,
the box. Yeah, you get the box, and you just
with
make
the
it,
crunchy
and you, the stuff you made at home, like not authentic at all, but still very good.
Yes,
we have been making tacos at home, and we have upgraded from like there's like old El Paso and Ortega taco things. Well, we've found a recipe that we like where you kind of make your own. It's Martha Stewart Sarah's Tacos. We really like that, but you have to chop up the onion and do tomato paste and get, it's a little bit of work and it's good. But then my wife tried, there's another one, I'm sure there's a couple at Wegmans or whatever, but it's called Siete, and it's way better than the regular store brands like the Ortega and stuff. And my kids, for some reason, like it, and they now eat tacos.
Whoa.
So it's a huge win. But I think the flavor is way better. I'm sure it's like 30 cents more than the other ones. You know?
Nice.
So shout out to Siete. I guess that's my first plug.
Siete.
Oh, man. I think it's Siete. Oh, why don't you riff a little bit, and I got a flavor town.
Vamp.
It will not take me long to prepare.
Is this vamping, Rob?
This is vamping, yes.
We're going to vamp.
Siete. I got to write that down.
That's not good vamping. You know what? I'm gonna talk about...
Well, what's good vamping? Explain to me
what good
vamping is. I don't
know. Good vamping is when you talk about stuff.
Talk tacos.
Have you ever heard of Amelia de Moldenberg?
No.
I've heard that name before. I don't know what it is.
So she is this, like, I guess kind of a comedic person. I don't know if she actually does, like, stand-up. But she does these videos called Chicken Shop Dates.
Oh, yeah. I know who she is.
Yeah, so she basically has celebrities on her show, like, big celebrities. Like, she had, like, Ben Stiller she had on.
Yeah, she started as a small YouTube thing, and now somehow she hit that threshold, and now she's huge. And so she goes on these fake dates with people. And
with,
they
like,
back
really
and forth.
Famous
yeah.
people. And it's so, like, she's so, like, awkward in a really, really funny way, and, like, just kind of flirting a little bit, but it's just...
The one I watched was with Eric Andre,
Oh, yeah.
And so they would try to awkward
yes.
each other. Yeah.
And
she's pretty funny.
Yeah, she's really funny. Like, I recommend really all of them. Usually they'll pop up on like my social media and it'll just be like little clips from a lot of different videos. So I've never really like watched an entire episode, but
they're short.
Yeah, they're short. If you're looking for something goofy and funny, Amelia de Moldenberg Chicken Shop Dates are very funny.
All right.
Yeah, I
good
guess
vamping.
It is plugs.
No, that wasn't a plug.
I mean, you are telling us to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a plug.
If you want.
Or is this Rob's Things?
It's Rob's Things / vamp / plugs.
Okay. Andy's
we
got...
Closing our eyes?
Close your eyes. It's just a
I
little...
I think I just grabbed your hand by
accident. Yeah, that's okay.
I kind of looked. I just saw it.
Ooh,
yeah.
It's a leftover Halloween candy Reese's variant. Can you tell what it is?
Is there apple?
It is not apple.
I love Flavor Town, by the way. This is my favorite part of it.
You just get to taste random stuff.
And guess. It tasted like 95% Reese's with some other...
There's a little underlying flavor.
It's like a fruit to it.
You are correct.
Raisin?
It's just not apple. What goes with peanut butter?
Jelly!
It's a strawberry, and they also have grape.
Know.
So my kids... the number one candy they got this year was Reese's, and they had all these different variants. So they had like the different sizes, obviously, the different shapes, like the pumpkin and the Halloween stuff, like they do the tree and the egg for holidays. There was a bunch of these. There was the strawberry, the grape, and then there was like molten lava cake. And if I had let you see, the cross section of it is just like a Reese cup, and then the very bottom just has like a little dollop of jam or whatever. It's just enough to make it.
Is that different. The lava cake one you said?
The lava cake one is the same way.
Okay.
It's just a thin layer of probably like the same stuff they swirl around the new Frosties. It's like, it's the same stuff they put in ice cream.
That hardens a little
bit. It's like, yeah, but it's like crystallized. It just kind of feels like sugar and it tastes like Oreo.
So I got the Reese's that had the fudge in the middle because the commercial made it look like it was going to be delicious soft fudge, and it was not whatsoever. Yeah. It was like very hard dried fudge in the middle of it. Like I remember I took a bite and then I showed Laurel like the inside of it and then the picture of what it's supposed to look like, and it's completely different.
I think you could probably sue false advertising.
Done.
Yeah, maybe I should.
I think I could almost use a little more jelly, and I think it would be even better.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think they're good, though. There's something there.
Mm-hmm. The jelly's good. I agree.
There was I did have a grape, too, but my son was like, I really wanted to try that. And I was like, and the other one was like, because he acted like that, the other one was like, you can take mine. No problem. Trying to be like the good soldier. And I was like, yeah. All right, thanks, buddy. But they've also eaten like 17 Reese's since Halloween. I'm just like, we're just trying to get rid of this stuff. So I almost brought like random other, maybe next episode I'll bring some randoms. I did bring a huge thing of buffalo chicken wing dip, not before I knew we were going to, like actually order wings tonight. Once we made that plan, I was like, but I still brought it. If you guys want to have some buffalo chicken wing dip, it was left over from my faculty party at Mulconry's on Friday. They put all the leftovers from the buffet. Someone brought them all home and put them in the fridge. So today at lunch, awesome. There's like mozzarella sticks and like chicken cordon bleu bites and stuff. I was like, this is great. So everybody had a couple extra cheese and crackers. And they did put like the loaded fries in the fridge. That's a tough.
Ooh.
Those don't age well. But
maybe in an air fryer, but.
Yeah, it's your only hope.
Yeah.
At school, you know, you can't put those in the toaster. No. So, you know, a little something, a little different, a little candy.
I think it was great. I thought it was delicious.
Do we want to officially get into peeves and plugs?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Officially.
I can start. I have, I was talking about the holidays earlier, and I wanted to just plug. I love the option of Christmas music. It doesn't mean I always listen to it, but I like when you turn your car on sometimes and the Christmas music's just on. I'm like, that's kind of fun. Just reminds me of snow and winter and the holidays. And then the other things I wanted to plug was holiday related was we just picked up our Bavona Child Advocacy Center box. And what they do is you donate, like, it used to be like 50, I think now it's a little cheaper. You don't get as much stuff, but you go pick it up down near like Mount Hope near Time Warner. I think their building is down there, the Bavona place or whatever. And when you pick it up, they have mascots and Santa and all these, you know, holiday stuff. And they all talk to your kids and stuff like that. And sometimes like Spikes and Mitzi are there. And they give you your package this year. They donated stuffed animals to the kids. So my kids each got a new stuffed animal. They're very excited. And then the whole thing is it comes with various maps around Rochester. There's like a Grease map and a Penfield map and a Mendon map of where to go see Christmas lights. And they map them all for you. You just type the address into your phone. You go see like 10 houses within like 20 minutes. And so we do this like when we get a little antsy or bored around the house, just hop in the car and go look at Christmas lights and bring some hot cocos to go or bring some leftover Halloween candy. And it just gives us something to do. And the money goes to a good cause. And in your bag, you get like those little glasses that make everything sparkle. You get little toys, little trinkets, candy canes, stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. And then the last thing I wanted to mention was per probably Rob's recommendation.
Nope, mine.
I've been watching Task.
Oh, great show.
I've been trying to credit, credit everything to Glad Randy since Rob recommended that one thing and I misquoted him. We still have to watch the final episode, so we just saw the great action scene in the woods. And so that was an awesome episode and the fallout of that, but we're still waiting to tie up some loose strings. So great acting.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. Ruffalo is a little over the top with the old man bit, but it's still believable. And the other dude is kind of like, you know, a revelation. I don't really recognize him from too much other stuff, Tom Pelfrey, but he's great. And even all the side people are great. The guy from House of the Dragon is fun to watch because he also in the after interviews they all have like British
or Irish British accents. It's just about it's crazy.
Which and guy's the House of the
Grasso,
Dragon?
Grasso. He's like the head of the Kingsguard in House of the Dragon, who's
yeah,
like
that's
in
how
love
I recognize
with the Queen
him.
Or whatever.
Yes.
But he's talking with like a Philly yeah. Italian accent and he's awesome.
Oh yeah.
So great show, great rec. Well done, boys.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll transition from that very easily into Duncan the Tall is coming out soon, right? The new Game of Thrones.
A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Rob does not want to see it.
Nope.
Have you read The Tales of Duncan Egg?
Nope.
Okay.
Why not, Rob?
It just sounds, I don't know. I'm just not into it.
You're over.
Yeah, Game of Thrones really burned me.
I can't remember. Essos. You're over. What's the name of the country?
Yeah, like the very dragons on the show.
How did it burn you?
I don't know. I just thought the end sucked, and I just didn't. The books were so great, and the show was good for a while, and then at the end I just lost steam, and then I started watching House of the Dragon, and I just got bored.
House of the Dragon's weird.
It is weird.
I'd like to give this new one a shot, though. Yeah. It's like Rings of Power. They do such a good job, like visually, mm-hmm. and of the world that I just, you know, I mean, I'll probably just spend a little more time on my phone while it's on, as opposed to watching, you know, the original show, which my phone was in like the other room.
We used to do the parties. A picture just came up. Did you send it? Of me on Andy's couch, and I forgot we used to do.
Oh yeah, so with Ellie like standing right over you and like in your face. Yeah.
Oh, you guys got to come over sometime. She's extra anxious these days. She's just getting older. She's like cannot stop bugging people. It's pretty funny.
I'm in.
So a couple other plugs. Whole Foods. I just found out Tuesdays they have tons of deals around the store. I didn't know if you. Because you shop there, right, Rob?
I only go there for oatmeal.
We should do an episode and just go and grab stuff.
So
grab two things each. Taste test them.
Well, it looks. I mean, every time I go, it's not a Tuesday. I'm like, I gotta come back on Tuesday.
If we're going there, we should just do a Costco dinner night too. Like, do a double whammy. Like, go there
Whole
first,
Foods
get some deals,
Costco.
And then go to Costco, get samples, and then do dinner.
I'm not gonna hijack Randy's segment, but I was gonna save this for the next episode. But I'm going to Costco tomorrow night, Rob. So maybe off pod. You got to catch me up, and then I could review it next time. We're going as a family, and we're getting dinner there.
I love it.
The chicken bake? Is that what?
That's one thing.
I mean, I think I just have to get a hot dog. And so,
oh, yeah.
It's like the dog soda and the pizza is very good, too.
Hot dogs are, like, huge. I have had one before.
A dollar hot dog. I was waiting for tires for, like, 2 hours, and I got one hot dog. And then an hour later, I got another hot dog because I wanted it so bad.
I love it.
It's only $3.
It's so cheap.
It's a great deal. I think they have onions if you ask, too.
There's that phenomenon of me hearing you talk about stuff that I heard on a podcast 2 weeks later.
Yes. Yep.
All right, Randy, continue.
Rob's turn. I think I'm good.
Couple
plugs.
I've got one peeve, one plug. The peeve was a friend of mine took me and a group of people out to steak dinner, and we went to Black and Blue. I'd never been to Black and Blue. The food was very good. I had like she crab soup and I had a really, really good Caesar salad. And so, but this, the waiter was very much on like pushing the upsell constantly. Like, what about this? What about like, just, are you sure you don't want this? Like another, he just really was like.
Weeknight in the Black and Blue Plaza. You got to get those tips up.
He was the pushiest waiter I've ever seen in my life. But then he goes to talk about the steaks. And this is where. You know, we're trained beef advocates.
Right, yeah.
I mean, we know all about it. And so he says to us, to describe the steaks, he says, all of our steaks are corn-fed Angus steaks. And I'm like, oh, the most basic type of cow in the entire country fed the crappiest food in the world at this really nice steakhouse.
Just like, did you actually say that?
No, but I told everybody at the table, I was like, I'm a beef advocate, man. That means that's garbage.
Were they like, what's a beef advocate?
These guys should be, these cows should be eating like duck fat.
Yeah. But that said, the steak was very good. The food was very good. I mean, I'm sure 99.999% of steaks I eat are Angus corn fed steaks, but
you don't run into pushy waiters a lot. Because most of the time, you spend most of your time at, like, mid-level restaurants.
Yeah.
And then you spend a lot of time at, like, local places who cultivate atmosphere. That's, like, a strange high-end, but not always in, like, downtown areas because it's in, like, Pittsburgh Plaza. It's, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not that crowded, so they want to get... That is funny.
But, like, what? There's that seafood place that's at the public market. What was that called?
Juicy Seafood?
Nope.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I just don't go there.
Velvet Belly.
Yeah.
We went there once with a group of friends, and, like, we ordered a bunch of stuff, but then we were like, do you think we need anything else? And she's like, you should just get a little bit of bread. It was, like, the cheapest thing on the menu, yeah. But she was just being honest, and, like, she could have upsold us anything. Yeah. And I was like, that's legit.
She's now the manager at Black and Blue, actually.
What's the place next to Velvet Belly?
Public Provisions is there. Yeah. Then also the French restaurant, which...
Rue?
No, Rue's on Park. Cure.
Cure.
Cure. Okay. Is there a Mexican? No, there's an Italian place.
Right there's a Mexican place, too. There's the...
So we went a few weeks ago. Honey. No.
Now, is that over...
Bitter Honey's in that area. It's not in that same plaza.
It's like the side road.
Yeah I'm thinking about the ones in the public market. One,
yeah, Public Provisions.
Because we went to the Italian place. Maybe it was Velvet Belly. I don't know. And the food Fiorella. Was awesome. Fiorella.
That's the one.
And we went there a few weeks ago, and the food was phenomenal.
I liked Fiorella and Rue.
So is Rue the one next door to it?
Yeah.
Because
no, isn't Rue... Do we just decide Rue's on Park?
Whatever the name is.
Cure.
So we ate there, and then they offered the desserts. And my one friend, she loves like desserts, and none of them sounded good to her, and then we're like, why don't we just get dessert next door? So we left their dessert at Cure, which I guess is the place next door.
Yeah.
And some of the best desserts I've ever had. They had like a theme to them too, and they made their own like pistachio ice cream, I think it was, or it was we just got like four different desserts and shared them, like nice. A cake, a thing. So that's another plug, I guess, of mine. Is
Cure is very good. That might be one of the best restaurants.
It looked really cool, like inside, like the bar is huge.
It's a very cool, yeah. And they do an awesome, like a killer brunch. Cure, really good. And then my plug. I've got two quick plugs. The first plug is the show Slow Horses with Gary Oldman during my recovery from my surgery. I just watched all of Slow Horses.
Commissioner.
And he is, it's so good, so fun. Gary Oldman's such a great actor. He just like is so gross on the show. He just is farting all the time and just, he's like total slob.
I always look for that in a great show.
It's, I highly recommend it.
I want to watch that.
It is an awesome show. I've seen season one. So Andy,
it's so watchable.
I would recommend it also.
And then,
thank you, Randy.
Wait, hold on, though. I mean, I
good was the primary call,
recommender, but anyways. And then my second plug is this app called Screen Zen. And basically, it's an app that'll help you just stare at your screen less. Like, my screen time was down, like, 35% from last got, like, week.
Jump scares of, like, horrible horror characters every 20 minutes.
Wait, is it Scream Zen?
No, Screen, not Scream. Oh, okay. Screen, S-C-R-E-E-N, Zen. And basically what it does is it puts on these, like, when you go to, like, you put limits on how many times you can see your apps. But the thing that actually works is that it makes you wait. So, like, if you're just going on there, like, impulsively, it's like I've set mine to, like, a full minute before you could go on there. And it makes me do these breathing exercises while I wait. Half the time I'm 18 seconds into the breathing. I'm like, screw this. And I just don't go on it anymore. And, like, it just has annoyed me to stop using my phone. And it completely worked.
That would do it. That's funny.
I'm thinking about Andy's app ideas.
I kind of think phenomenal. It's not bad. Yeah. Like, you've been on Twitter for 20 minutes, and then, like, the guy from, Saw pops up.
You
like,
just never know when it's going to hit you. It's a great idea.
Okay. There's like, nothing I hate more than, like, watching NFL football, and then, like, there's just a commercial for, like, the black phone. I'm like, or like The Conjuring,
like,
and it's
really
like a scary nun. I'm like, I don't need to see this right now. I'd rather they show me like weird medicine ads or something. I'm like,
it's It's like a crazy tonal shift in the middle of a football.
Also, game. Like my kids are watching. I'm like, this is, we don't need to watch that. Or like this commercial about dementia that's very sad. I'm like, this, I don't want to watch this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Rob.
On that positive note, I think that's all we got. So keep coating your wings in ketchup and eating stuffing.